Do re mi diff, but I don't sing, motherfuckers. You're listening to the Digest, motherfuckers. Kurt G, E Color, King Killer, Hip Hop Digest, doing what they do, 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 what they do.
The single most overrated rapper of all time is Guru. Guru, Guru, Guru. And Guru's not bad, but you take Guru off them Primo beats and we ain't having no discussion about Guru, man. It's people who swear by Guru, dawg. Swear by Guru to the end. Guru, one of the most underrated rappers of all time. The fact that you know Guru's name is rating enough. Rating enough. Rating enough. Rating enough. Rating enough. Rating enough.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. Here we are. What's up, brothers?
What's good? What's good?
Studio.
Oh, shit.
No, actually, wasn't that the shout, what, crew, I guess, just that leftover? They was like Phil Collins in the back. Studio.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So, anyway, so shout to everybody. Again, we apologize for the intermittent shows. It's probably going to be that way for a good minute. You know what I mean? So just to prepare, y'all. But we on it now.
All right, let's get in.
Okay, you on it now. Before we get started, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to one DJ Lawrence Weber. Shout to you. Okay.
DJ Webb.
Yeah, I caught up with Webb on a weekend or whatever. I called him or whatever, and we was chopping it up about, you know, York PA's finest competition DJ. No questions about it. You know what I mean? So we was chopping it up or whatever. It was good to hear from him. Had to get off, but I'm going to hit you back, though, bruh. So I got you.
While we shouting out, and I got to give a shout out to our mans and them, DJ Q. Came through Vegas and made a stop.
Yeah, I seen Q out there in the photos.
Yeah, we made a day of it. Did a little record shopping. You know what I'm saying? Grab a bite. Introduced him to a new beverage that I am sure he found it at home. He wasn't sure if they had it there, but they got it there, so he's good.
Alright.
And when we were record shopping, this interesting thing happened. We were going in, he's like throwing records over to me, and I'm just like, wow. He almost pulled a King Killer on me. He didn't snatch a record out of my hand, the Roots or anything like that. But what he did do was he came up with a classic that was like $4. And you know what he did? He found another one and threw it over my way. But it wasn't $4. It was like $29 or something like that.
Damn. So,
like, nah, man, nah. So we were paying for our records, and I went to pay for mine first. And he had his records up at the front where mine were. And I had like 6-7 records, and I knew my dollar amount was where I needed to be. So I'm looking as the dudes, I'm just like, well, where is this number coming from? Did I miss a sticker price tag or something? You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, why is that so high? He's like, oh, these aren't all yours? I was like, oh, nah. The man started putting my records and Q's records on my tab. I was like, yeah, I love this dude, but he done paid for some records today that I wouldn't be willing to pay for. But anyway, we got done, and as he's paying for his, I'm standing there looking at these 45s, and I'm just scrolling through them, and little did I know, the very first record that I ever had that I played on my little record player with the two blue speakers and a little slot to switch the speed from 33 to 45, I played LTD Back in Love Again probably 1,000 times on that little. I probably killed the needle on that thing and never got another one. But I was getting ready to get it, and shout out to Q, he was like, I got it. And he paid for this record for me. And I told him, this is definitely going in a frame for all of those reasons. For the reason that it's the very first piece of wax that I ever played on a record player. And the fact that it showed itself. And then the fact that Q got it for me. I'm framing this joint up. So
wow.
Thank you, sir.
Shout out to DJ Q.
All right. No doubt. Shit. That's what's good, yo. Shout to Q. All right. So there we go. We got the shout outs in and out. Everybody's good.
Goody.
Okay, so happy recording day. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is shout out to, also continual shout outs, Damon Deshaun, who posted it in the text chain. This is Flapjacks right out of the text chain. Drill rap music videos leads to arrest of 20 alleged members of a Bronx gang. This falls under the heading of Count and the Amount. All right. I got to. let me read the copy before I say what I want to say. It says New York City Police Commissioner announced a 4-page 82-count indictment on related to 32 crimes aided by music videos and emerged from the city's drill music genre. It includes 20 people, four of which were adolescents. Juvenile offenders, of course, all with reasonably long criminal records. I don't understand, and it just goes on, and they talk about the different gangs, the different titles of some of these gangs. Bloods, Sex, Money, Murder Gang. I mean, you know, dang, y'all niggas advertising. Shit. You know what I mean? The East Gun Hill Road. You know, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know. I just, so first of all, my personal thing is, okay, yo, this drill shit, yo. Drill is, and maybe I'm wrong, but drill seems to me to be the new, you know, how gang members used to go out and scratch niggas' names off the wall. Isn't that what drill is? Is you just rapping about the crew around the corner, and we gonna see y'all in 3 days, and niggas is getting whacked?
Kind of.
I mean, isn't that what drill is?
Yeah, to a certain extent, that's what it is. And this is the way that they communicate with each other on social media, through videos, through various forms of self-incrimination. They do all of that. And it's popular. And they're making the police's job easy. They're making the DA and all these attorneys' jobs real easy.
The New York Daily News said found that at least 32 of the crimes included incidents that were candidly mentioned in Bronx drill music videos. I mean, I don't know what's up with our youth as far as that goes. I mean, I know social media is the move, and I get it, but my...
B, I want to ask you, though,
because
you might know, and you might just be overlooking it right now, but do you think that it's systematic? And it's funny that you brought that topic up, because we got one of our shining star young boy basketball players in trouble again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we ain't gonna talk about a gun. It's about living that lifestyle and trying to be a killer. Everybody wants to be a killer. Do you think it's systematic? Because that shit is, excuse the pun, drilled into our young people's ears?
Well, the pun is well placed, because it's what it is. It's called drill music, but it really, if you could look at it like it's drilling it into their head that this is the way you should think, this is the what you should do, and whether you're fucking from the suburbs of Hollywood or, you know what I'm saying, Beverly Hills or from wherever, you just want to be like that. You want to be part of that shit. You want to act like that. Even if you're not, you want to act that way.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's the cool factor. I mean, because on the street, and I'm assuming in the world of young teenage love and feelings, these drill niggas is so cool. These drill niggas is just Mr. Everything. Let's say you a 12-year-old cat, right? But these drill niggas is everything. You know, they got all the dips. They got the guap. You know what I mean?
They hold the videos,
but they're dying.
But that, see,
and they're getting arrested.
That's this part. That's the part of this shit that's like a video game to these niggas. It ain't real. Like they feel like they can just start over again, and just start over. It's over. We shot up a bunch of niggas, and we ain't gonna get arrested. And a lot of these niggas don't get arrested. The crime never gets solved because in our community, we talked about it so many times, stop snitching. Right.
So let me read the ages. They got a list here. I'm not going to do names. I'm just doing ages. Okay. The people who are arrested, 17, 20, 19, 21, 20, 21, 23, 21, 20.
Damn.
19, 18, 19, 17, 21, 19, 20, 23. I mean,
these are kids, B.
Yeah.
These are kids.
Yeah. My youngest is older than all of them. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's incredible. So it's a mystery because we're sounding like fogies right now.
But no, I wouldn't say fogies, B. We're talking with sense. We're talking with common sense, and we're talking with people that know better. We're talking like y'all. As I said earlier, this shit is being drilled in their heads to the point of this shit is, like you said, it's cool. The type of dumb shit they're doing is considered cool. You're like, you really think this is cool? These niggas is taking people's lives. These niggas is out here getting arrested and doing a lot of stupid ass shit. And that's cool.
Think of somebody even like XXXTentacion, right? He was more one of those downer pill rappers, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
But he had a little bit of bread, and I guess he was on socials showing it, and he got tracked down by people that just didn't care. They murdered him. The people that went up in Pop Smoke's crib, and so on and so on and so on. It's like, I keep asking about it being systematic, because these people, the people who have the notoriety, the fame, right? They may have done some of these things, right, that they rap about, clearly, because people are getting caught. But don't they really know that, like, people who have really done dirt are trying to be on the other side of that? Or is it just because they're just too young to understand that?
Dude, it's not even the being too young to understand it. It's the fact that it's nobody's telling them this shit. And if you are telling them, they don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So, and to the point of these niggas are so desensitized to this shit. Like, death is nothing. Killing a nigga is like stepping on a roach, killing a fucking mosquito. That's what killing a nigga is like to them. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't think about a fucking roach and think about his family and his life. We have kids. You know what I'm saying? You kill a mosquito, you ain't thinking about, damn, I wonder if this nigga family gonna miss him. You don't give a fuck. That's how these niggas think. They don't give a fuck about each other's lives. Killing a person is nothing to them.
I think what is alarming is that it is targeted. It's targeted. And you named two targets. They were popular guys, but they were targets. But they were African-American. You never hear about none of these niggas running around on Post Malone. Now, I'm not saying you do that, but you know what I'm saying. It's just targeted. So, definitely, I believe there's people definitely on the text chain who are going to be like, you know what? Again, this is corporate-driven profit-making off African-American misery, and it is an endless line of cats who self-esteem and self-worth is so low that they will grab onto anything, and, you know, and, hey, you know.
Damn, he's taking it back to Claudine.
A.B.
Systematic. Got us here from that to now.
So I'm just saying. So anyway, but yeah, shout out to Damon Deshaun. I'm counting the amount, but it is really, really, I mean, it makes the days of guys like A.R.A.B. and Fat Trell, just individuals who rapping about being in the game and selling a lot of drugs, seem quaint nowadays. I mean, wow. You know, so. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Timberland. Hatches an AI, is that what that is? AI?
Yeah.
AI startup that will give music stars like Biggie life after death. And it's a long ass article about Timberland basically getting into the artificial intelligence game, trying to jump on it before a lot of other cats trying to, you know, I see you, Timberland, trying to get in the market early. Trying to corner the market or whatever, AI voice filters and the whole shit, you know what I mean? It's a pretty incredible technology. But you know, everybody's now running around nervous.
Right. And if, to me, when a nigga like Timberland gets in, I don't know if the article went that deep, but when somebody like him gets in, you're an artist yourself, and you know about wanting to get paid. And if you're going to use somebody like Biggie or Tupac or even a Big L or someone's voice to make a record, are you going to give the family the money that comes from those proceeds that come from those records? Or is just something you're saying, well, I came up with the lyrics. I came up with everything. It's just their voice. So I'm going to keep all the money.
Well, that's going to be very interesting on how that shakes out. That is has yet to be worked out. That has yet to be worked out. Actually, the people who created AI were just on Capitol Hill. And there was a particular senator or congressman who started the meeting out with an AI of his voice. He didn't say anything, but it sounded just like the cat. You know what I'm saying? It was almost scary. So all of this stuff's going to end up getting worked out in court. I mean, you talk about a Marvin Gaye estate suing now.
It's actors that's pissed off. It's actors that's like saying that, yo, I do not want them to be making movies after I die with my voice in a character that looks like me.
Well, let me do as I always do. First of all, let me say this. This topic is a rabbit hole, first and foremost. We really don't need this shit. All right? I'm going to say that. That being said, as for, I know what you were saying, Killer, about people get the senator, this, that, and the other. But as an artist, most, and I'm going to say 99.9 infinity, sign contracts where you lose control of your image, your name, your sound, all of that. So, to me, what happens is artists stand to lose greatly. That's And I'll make it quick. And then another thing, and I'll let you just run what I'm saying. The second part is, are we sure we want to hear MCs who've passed on rapping now?
So there you
we
go.
Love them for who they were when they made those records.
And that's why I believe that regulation from the federal government or whoever's in charge of that is going to have to be a must. Because you're gonna have to somehow, some way label this shit. Okay? Because the shit sounds so crazy, you're gonna have to label it. Like, this is Big L, actual Big L versus the phony Big L. You know what I mean?
Well, your boy Drake is alive and he was highly upset, as we mentioned, about his record that came out.
No, exactly. And I'm feeling him on that. Because again, you're gonna have to at some point. You're gonna need some regulation. Record companies want this shit to be a wild, wild west.
Oh, because they
own the rights and they got the contract. So, nigga, you want to fight and don't want to put out an album? We'll put out an album for
we'll
you.
We'll do it.
Right,
we'll
exactly.
Put out one for you.
And two, there's no need to, you know, fuck paying niggas. You know, we already don't want to pay y'all anyway.
Yeah, your contract is void now, but right. You can't use this name.
Right. Matter of fact, you can't even make records with your voice on it, because we own your voice, nigga.
Exactly. So, yeah, this AI game, I don't know, you know, and I know Timberland, I was scanning the article, you know, Timberland off that, man, well, we gonna make sure, you know, niggas get their proper, you know, tribute or whatever, but come on, B.
I want to give him credit. It might be a small amount. I want to give him credit for trying to be one of the first, and being an African American man to get into this and possibly lead it. But as I stated, this is a process that we do not need in humanity. There are so many implications that it will be fucked up for any of us that we really should be sure we want to do this.
Right.
Well, so anyway, yeah, the AI game, I don't know how really, boy, I tell you what, man, how that's really going to shake out. I just don't know.
You want to hear Biggie on a trap beat? on a drill beat?
this shit is so, this is just the beginning, B. You know how terrible this shit could get niggas running scams on niggas could call you with your mom's voice on the other end.
And that's what they talk.
You know what I'm saying? And asking you for money.
That's what they talked about on Capitol Hill.
I need you to
scams
cash at me.
And exactly, you know, you got all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, I don't know, yo. I don't know. But the federal government probably going to fuck it up anyway.
Well, they always do. They lag behind all the time.
Well ahead of this, B.
Yeah, I know.
Well ahead.
I know.
That ain't even no conspiracy shit. it
is not. And you are so right, 1,000%. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to get into a couple podcast topics because we are a podcast.
We are that.
All right. Ice-T warns about hip hop artists appearing on podcast. Now, when I first seen that, I was like, what the fuck Ice-T talking about? You know, one of my favorite people in the culture, period. Okay, but he goes in and he said interviews can be risky if you don't know what you're doing. Now, that reminds me of shit we've been talking about on this podcast for decades.
Established 2006.
Because if you go on a certain podcast, okay, and of course, you know, look, fuck it, let's not mince words, okay? The biggest target out there is Vlad.
That's why he got the, that's why I call him the Viper.
Okay,
that's why he is the snake, because of every, what Ice-T just said.
But every podcast and every popular podcast has copied his format. And that's another reason why Ice-T is saying that. Because you getting up there, and then they're going to serve up milk and cookies, and then that's when you're going to end up on a banana peel. You know what I'm saying? When they ask you about something controversial, or did Suge Knight pull a gun on Biggie? You know, dumb shit. You know what I mean? Were you there the night that this and that and the third happened? You know, and a lot of it's the quality of podcasts, but these MC, I ain't even call them MCs, but these popular figures are drawn to Vlad like a moth to a flame. I hear what Ice-T saying, but these guys drawn to guys like Vlad and every Vlad imitator like a moth, my G.
So, I'm split on it. My first inkling, I was like, come on, Ice, come on, Playboy. You can't just pull out the shotgun and just spray, you know what I'm saying? You need to be specific. If you're trying to help people, be specific while you're creating your own podcast, by the way. Call these people out, because there are, I am not in any kind of idea to think we're the only podcast that does it the way we do it. I am sure there are hundreds, if not thousands, but they don't get talked about because it's the shock jock shit, like you're saying. It could be any of these popular podcasts that you're talking about, the top ones. They're known for sensationalism, so to speak.
Right, no doubt.
Instead of, like, we said long ago, we were trying to be the, what was it, NBC, John? We were trying to be that of hip-hop.
Oh, the Meet the Press.
We trying to be the Meet the Press of hip-hop. Do we have fun? Yes, we have fun. We laugh. We do all kind of shit. But at the end of the day, we're trying to put some information out there, some education, where people who love this culture can have something to listen to relate to, versus did you see so-and-so's outfit or any of that dumb shit? You know what I'm saying?
So Ice-T goes on to say specifically, interviews can be risky if you don't know what you're doing. He said they'll talk to you for hours, hoping that they can twist and hype up something you say for clicks. Unfortunately, most podcasts have now devolved into this bullshit, just saying. And again, like I said, it is the Vlad, format that is the every podcast. You know, I don't care if it's Nori, even Joe Budden's on that shit. I don't know every name of every podcast that are the dialogue niggas who, to me, I thought they was on some self-mission to make every old head nigga look bad. Them barbershop niggas, they some other niggas who on some crazy shit.
Your boy Ack.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't going
to name and name. Yeah, no, we naming names on here.
So,
them other ones.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's very rare, and yeah, I'm going to give your boy some credit. It's very rare you got some nerd niggas out there. Questlove probably be the only one who's strictly music, nerd, all this dumb shit, this media shit, this, you know, yo, I was just in the back, and you know, you pulled Cardi B's skirt up, and now your boy want to fight. You know, he's not asking dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? And
props to him for what he does.
Right, and this is the type of podcast, and I'm not tooting our own horn, but again, we get up here, I'm asking about all that nerd shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially when we have a guest.
Exactly. We don't care who it is. We're on here We don't care if it's Jay-Z on here. We wouldn't ask him nothing about Beyonce. We don't give a fuck about your relationship. It would be strictly about music, everything. That we don't care about you and Dame Dash fighting.
None of that bullshit. None of that shit. But it would be that type of podcast if Hove were ever to be on one. Certainly with questions cleared beforehand. Hove ain't going on there unsolicited. You know what I mean? But he would show up on one of those guys.
He used to do it at the radio station up there all the time. Remember? Show up.
Oh, man, look.
Oh, Hot 97.
He ain't just show up. He had that milk and cookies prep, my nigga.
He didn't have to hit the milk and cookies prep. He owned that motherfucker. Man, they owned that. Def Jam owned that motherfucker.
Well, that's
anybody could walk up there from Def Jam and get the milk and cookies.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Shout to Moni Love, who lost her job over a plate of milk and cookies. Def Jam, by the way, too, son. Very good.
Where is he now?
Yeah.
So. No comment. I ain't trying to get fired.
So anyway, but yeah, Ice-T goes on there to drop other jewels. He's like, if you notice, L.A. rappers don't wear a lot of jewelry. He's like himself. Snoop, Cube, Game, Kendrick, the list goes on. He said you never see L.A. rappers wearing a lot of jewelry. It's Los Angeles. He said that a while ago.
Back when
P&B Rock got killed, you know, because he was.
But then somebody put a picture of the Game up on there. It's like, ooh. Ooh. A lot of jewelry there.
Well, I mean, to be fair to Ice-T, Game could have been anywhere with that jewelry on or whatever.
They didn't say he was in L.A. They just showed a picture of him with jewelry on.
Right.
He wasn't down at Fat Burgers, my dude. Nigga. They say this nigga sentence. Was standing outside the Fat Burgers with all his damn jewelry on.
Take one damn picture.
Not without extreme security, I'm sure.
All right.
So shout to Ice-T, man. One of my favorite people in the culture, yo. I mean, I see he's just trying to give some knowledge and shit.
Always trying to drop some jewels on niggas.
Yo. I appreciate what he said, but I think he's at the stage where he can name names.
Yes.
So just don't throw it out, because then people have that look on that crazy eye on all podcasts. Then it'd be stupid hard for regular, you know, when I say regular, I mean not celebrity podcast, to pull interviews.
But that's a diminishing return. Because you're right, he can name names, and all the names that he would name would get a bump from it. So that's a double-edged sword.
Okay, so then he could name some that don't do that, and then they would get a bump.
You think he's working? I don't think it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, he ain't working that hard on this shit.
No, he just made a comment.
Yeah, if you have any commercial viability, watch yourself if you end up on any of the top
platforms.
Yeah, just watch your back, because, you know, that type of thing.
They will lead you down the road with the happy milk and cookies to all of a sudden smack you with a question to get you off guard.
That's any interview, not just a podcast, by the way.
All right, so I'm going to read this straight out. It said, this is, again, continuing on a podcast thing. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest. This is some podcast beef. I don't know who Pat Bev is. He one of these cats. I don't know. Basketball player.
Patrick Bevels.
Okay, so, all right. Had to call off his Chicago goons from coming after Cameron and Mace for recent exchange on a sports podcast. Okay? So, now, it would help if I knew this, because somebody sent this and I didn't.
That was me. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. All right, my man. Quick. Please. Thank you.
So Pat Bev, I don't really get down with the NBA like that either, but I read the story. So I realize he is a defensive specialist. He's not much of a scorer. So to speak. Cam and Mace got this podcast called It Is What It Is.
Okay.
And I guess they just be on there saying whatever. Somebody told them, I guess, that Pat Beverly has a routine of not having sex before a game. And Cam got on there and was basically like, nigga, you need to go ahead and get some pussy. You scoring 8 points, whatever he said, right?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. I'm reading.
He said it kind of ill. And then
right.
Pat Beverly replied and be like, come on, man, you 47. You should be chilling in Europe in a mansion somewhere. Yada, yada. And then that got back to Cam and Mason, I truly believe Cam was really trying to squash it. If you watch the video at the bottom of the link there, Cam was trying to squash it. And he got to a certain point, and then Mace jumped in and said something ignorant. And then it just went ugly from there. And then I guess that's when them Chicago dudes was like, yo, do you want us to take care of this?
Oh, okay. So I think I got the video right here.
Okay.
You got permission to bone before the game. You ain't, it's not going up. You averaging a single.
I don't know. I don't know. Very interesting, though. Very interesting. I thought he was different. It's some things you just don't speak on when you're dealing with other real ones. Like, you know, and I thought, like, he was one of the ones that, like, truly understand the grind, truly understand, like, making something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up paid in full. He was Rico. Rather go out like Rico than have my man Money Mitch run out. You know what I'm saying?
Now we're going to have to go out like Money Mitch. That's a shame.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm 47 years old. I'm not really on media like that. I'm with my family. I'm tucked off in Europe. Big house, live in a castle.
So you're saying this is kind of a get your weight up, not your hate up type of situation?
Just thought, you know, he was better than that. But say less. Got a homie named Killer Cam. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was big on that. You know, they was real inspiring for us.
So, I get it. So.
Yeah, and then you stopped it because it was about to get back into the, when Cam was apologizing, so to speak, as a man, apologizing. It's okay to apologize as a man. And then Mace was trying to be a shit starter and
I tell you what, man, is it me? Maybe you gotta be that way, but if you got any visibility, yo, niggas be having really thin skins. I mean, because I don't know, you know, okay, so it was probably disappointing for this basketball player who obviously grew up a Cam guy, you know, paid in full and probably was all that, you know, I like Cam or whatever. And Cam up there talking about, you know, you NBA nigga, you better go ahead and get, you know, get it in before games or whatever. Just, I mean, y'all back and forth over really what?
Nothing.
I mean, really? You know, and again, but didn't we just get to talking about that? I think both podcasts is set up for this sort of sensationalism.
Yeah, and they did what it was just pretty much with Cam and Mason, them niggas is just trying to make light of the situation, just making jokes. And Pat didn't take it that way.
No, he wasn't bothered by it at all.
Right.
Well, I won't say that.
No, he was bothered by it. More so hurt. Like, damn, yeah, I looked up to these niggas. This is my, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like these niggas.
Yes.
And that hurt that you said some shit like that. Like, this is my pregame routine. Why you give a fuck about my pregame routine like that you want to make clown and make fun of that shit like that? So it was like, Cam and them was off just saying some shit off a quick little second, making the jokes about the shit, and then kept moving.
Right.
And then it got back to him, and he like, yo, B, damn, not you. I thought you was a real one. All that Harlem talk, all that shit, I thought you was one of the real ones. Why you gonna come at me like that? You know, so that nigga took it personal. And then it went there, and then homies from Chicago, who you know them niggas is off the chain.
Yeah. And that's
Cam
the part,
and them niggas don't want that type of heat.
And that's the part that is sort of undercovered here, because he actually had to call the goons off.
Right.
I mean, this goes beyond goons in the videos.
Right.
You know,
right.
Back in our era where you had a lot of goons, but they just video props.
Right. As far as we knew.
As far as we knew.
Right. No doubt. So.
Right.
Indeed. So.
Well, I say shout to Pat Bev for actually de-escalating the problem, saying, you know what, these niggas is about to go in and handle work for me that I ain't even asking them to do. You know what? Yo, back off. Don't even worry about it. Fuck it. I'm going to take that hit and leave this nigga alone.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
So Cam was the one, not Cam, Mace was the one hyping it, getting that 15-minute extra time on it, because he was really being a jerk, like, for real. Cam, as I said, it's okay. Whether he wanted to call it apologizing or not, an apology to another man is okay. You ain't got to be tripping off of that. That ain't soft or nothing. You feel if you wrong somebody and you apologize, that's a great thing. But, like I said, Mace jumped in there like, oh, you acting like you murder and I'm killer. You know, all that kind of dumb shit. That
right.
That shit from Belly when X was having two kids argue and the kid shot the other one.
Right.
That kind of dumb shit.
So, All right, that's what's good, yo. Let me just take a quick sports break, hip-hop digest style. Kurt G, I'm going to ask you, Swerve, I know you ain't really following. Can the Lakers beat the Nuggets? I know we lost game one, but I'm really sweating it. But can we beat the
Nuggets? The only way y'all going to beat the Nuggets is if D'Angelo Russell stands up.
Oh, okay.
If he stands up and does what he got to do, y'all can do this. Y'all can get them, but... I don't know how y'all gonna beat that nigga. Jokic is a fucking nut. He's out of control.
I have never seen him before until last night.
That nigga is a monster. And he's so awkward and shit with his shit. It's just unorthodox. That nigga is a monster. He just scores off of shit. You're like, oh, he gonna miss that shot. Oh, he made that shit.
At will. Anything.
Okay.
I was like, yo, this guy should have gotten MVP 3 times in a row, man. He's amazing.
Okay. No matter what happens, I was actually pleasantly surprised that we beat the Warriors. I didn't think that was going to happen as a certified Laker fan. I didn't think we was going to beat the Warriors. So
you can't see a Boston LA.
Oh man! Refresh. What? Adam Silver would love that.
The league.
He would love that.
Oh my goodness!
L.A. Boston. Oh, they would. Man,
bring
shit.
Back Magic and Larry Bird.
Have them out there announcing on it and doing the halftime and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah! They would love it.
Goodness. Sports and entertainment. B, come on. This might be the entertainment part. Renewed rivalry.
Yeah.
Goodness. The race for 18 rings or some shit like that.
So yes, the league would absolutely love that. And shit, you wheeling all kinds of niggas out. Yeah, so.
And a 7-game series too.
What? Get the good times roll, my nigga.
Don't count that out.
Hell no, don't count that one out.
Damn, yo, I can see it now. Them niggas rocking that Gary Newman. I love LA. We love it.
You got your boy. What was his name? He on the side of the fucking line for the Boston, waving that towel and shit.
Oh, Danny Ainge and shit.
Not Ainge, though. The black guy. He hardly got no damn playing time.
Yeah, but not to mention they got them sixes on its jerseys. Oh, B. Boston, L.A.
I don't know. Well,
Boston's probably got an easier way to get there than L.A. does. Because Miami, they got one guy. And he's a monster, no doubt.
Stupid Philly. Getting rid of him.
Boy, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Anyway, but that was just a quick sports break, yo. I just was curious about that, you know what I mean? So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now, this is a swerving topic. You were on the Felipe's Garage.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the late, great Guru from Gangstar.
Yeah, yo. So we were doing the weekly Who Wore It Best. Like, we pick a Legend of the Sample, it's called now. But we grab a sample and then play 3 records that sampled that record and then pick which one's the best. And it was my week, and I chose Stanley Clark, Slow Dancing, for that Biggie, Mos Def, and so on and so on. And there was a Gangsta record that used it, and I played that as one of them. And my man King he brought up something that made us talk for another 30 minutes about how whack he thought Guru was. He thought Gangstar was nothing without Primo, and that whether it was Guru's voice or his cadence or his rhymes, King was just like, damn, I just don't, he's whack. And so I was thinking to myself as we were talking, like, damn, have I ever heard anybody, I mean, obviously we all give respective reverence to Guru, but do we ever hear people put him in a top 3, top 5, top 10, top 20?
To me, in my own personal opinion, Guru's not that. He was never that type of MC type of dude. Guru was, to me, was like, he had his own niche to me. He had his voice and over those Primo beats, and they just had a niche thing going. To me, I never felt Guru to be one of the best rappers, one of the best, you know what I'm saying, MCs in the game. I just felt Guru on them Primo beats, Guru just shined to me. And he sounded so good over those beats.
Yeah, and so that's where a situation is that you may have individuals in a band, right? And those individuals could be just guys, but in a band, they're spectacular because they both complement each other. And so, yeah, Guru is not a guy you're going to see in everybody's top 10, but because Guru wasn't an MC who played that role. Think about your guys who everybody named in the top 10. I'm just saying Hove. I mean, Hove played the role all the way up and down. You know what I'm saying? Whether you think he's the guy or not is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Rakim probably, maybe less unwittingly, but played the role of the solo, his voice alone, and over sometimes mediocre music, but his voice alone. So Guru was part of a band, so to speak. And it worked so well, you know. Now, to me, I thought Guru was that guy anyway. I mean, because I got 2 12-inches before even Preem was in Gangstar, produced by Mark the 45 King.
Is that Let's Move On?
That's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, look, Guru, far from trash. So, let me say that. And I think he falls into a line of guys who were kind of just guys, but not trash. Very succinct.
I would also say, in defense of this conversation, is you don't hear a lot of people saying Kool G Rap in their top 5, 3, 10. You don't hear a lot of people saying, I mean, there's so many that don't get named. So it's not like a negative thing. Like, I'm not trying to make this a negative conversation about Guru. It's just something that just that conversation, because King is just, he's no cut. He just says whatever he's going to say. And when he said it, I was like, damn, Guru whack? Because that's what he said, right? And so I'm thinking,
nah,
I can't I'm say this, yeah. whack. Nah. Would I put him in my top? And I was like, damn, I guess I wouldn't. And then I had the thought, well, I ain't heard nobody put him in the top nothing.
Well, first of all, when you're doing top 10s, a lot of times you have to defend your top 10. And then therefore, if you're throwing somebody in your top 10 and they're not known, I'm not saying that you got to have superstars in your top 10. But like, I'm just going to give you an example. My personal, like a Guru equivalent, but I think is super dope, was Grand Poobah. I love Grand Poobah. Nobody mentions him, but let me tell you something. From Masters of the Ceremony, you know, through Brand Nubian, and then his solo, I believe Grand Poobah is a very serious and excellent MC. But he's a Guru type, so he's just a guy. And unless you're up and educated about Grand Poobah, me saying Grand Poobah in a top 5 or a top 10, people are gonna be like, I don't even know who he is.
Right, and you mentioned in Masters of the Ceremony, niggas like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, another highlight, as dope as we feel Busta Rhymes has been and can be, I don't recall hearing him in any top 5s or 10s.
His name doesn't get mentioned a lot. Busta gets skipped over a lot on shit, but when niggas hear Busta, they be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Busta done outshined a lot of niggas. But see, what it is Busta on his own, putting out a lot of material and shit, niggas is like, Busta's all right. But when you hear Busta rapping with some other people, you go, damn, all right, Bus.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it's very good chance that whole Guru whack is just, it's a reaction because of Preem, not because of Preem. So it's a double speak here. It's because Preem went on to be Preem. You know, the creator of the New York sound, and you know, everything he produced from every big artist
was probably their best record.
Exactly. So, you know, you're wondering why, where he has Primo exclusively on album after album, he didn't do, you know, what Biggie did, you know, with 10 Crack Commandments, or he didn't do what Hove did, or whatever. So, that's what that's all about, but shoot, it's just too many MCs that we can name who are excellent, but whether if it's over just production, overproduction, in the case of Busta Rhymes putting out...
I just thought of another one, Pharrell Munch.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that doesn't get mentioned like that. And Pharrell Munch is a fucking beast.
Right.
So, right, and so you could quickly cobble together, you know, you could, in hip-hop, let me tell you something, you could do a top 10, right? But then you could quickly cobble together, you know, another six groups of 10 guys who you're going to be like, oh my God, you know? not right. Whack by any stretch of the most imagination.
Deaf. You don't hear him mention yeah. that. Nice.
Super nice. Super nice. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah. That's what's up, you know? Shout out to Guru, you know what I'm saying? That whole situation, never. I had to challenge your boy on Felipe's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he may not be the first or even the 50th mention, but whack? Nah.
Yeah, he has a bone of contention with the lemonade is a popular drink line. It's like, yo, that is one of the motherfucking dopest, memorable joints in hip-hop history.
Well, it doesn't have to be. Look, it doesn't have to be, you know,
originated by Chi Ali.
Right, but, well, yeah, shout out anyway. To Chi Ali, yeah. wasn't that produced by the Beatnuts?
It might have been.
I think that's Beatnuts. So, anyway, all that means...
Speaking of Grand Poobah on the Beatnuts thing. Oops, I didn't mean to call you a hoe, bitch. But when you try to clock the pockets,
that's that bullshit. So I know just that little line on that Beatnuts record is crazy. So, you know, so yeah, whack. I'm going to say it again. He may not be in the top 50 or even mentioned or thought about, but whack? Nah.
Nah, I argued the point and just accepted his feelings.
Right. You ain't this type, but you're not going to change his mind. Just give it up. Just agree to disagree. Because he's believed that strongly that nigga whack. Okay. No matter what you say, he going to be whack.
Because,
no matter what.
Because the problem is, once you start cobbling together your next top 10, even a baker's dozen, you know, you're going to be sitting around thinking about guys, and then you're going to be like, well, what about Redman? And then he's like, oh, I forgot.
Yep. You got to reshuffle.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. That's what's good, you know. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is also authored by your man Swervin'. Again, a leftover. Is this a leftover Felipe's as well?
Yeah, I'm stealing off Felipe's again.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes, damn. Sir. All right.
Sad news about Felipe's, but y'all got to listen to find out why. Felipe's Garage. Felipe's, look it up.
All right.
So we also talked a little bit about Dude Tech N9ne. Speaking of living in obscurity yet being highly successful, it's incredible that he gets no props. Well, he may get a little bit of props from the black community, but he also gets no props from the industry. He is a self-made superstar. This dude has zero platinum albums, zero Grammys or American Music Awards or any of that kind of stuff. He has one Billboard Top 100 song. But on the other side of that, he has been listed on the Forbes list 4 times. He's got music in over 30 movies, TV shows, and video games. Makes $30 million a year. Sells out every show. And he's independent. Is he winning?
He is winning.
And in that situation, it don't matter if average street niggas want to give him props. I mean, I don't see, this is where I guess doesn't really, you know, all this these cats who want to compromise absolutely everything just to get props on whatever platform they trying to get props on. I mean, look, there's only room for, you know, a couple of Drakes. You know, maybe one or two Kendricks. That's it. You know what I mean? There's only room for a couple of them cats. You know what I mean? Once those firecrackers burn up, you know what I mean? They're gonna put somebody else in that slot. There's not a ton of room, but there's always room for the independent. You know, this is no disrespect to Tech N9ne for the Tech N9ne fans, but you know who Tech N9ne and another cat, it remind me, that cat Afro Man. He made one record and he has made a career going to college campuses fucking rapping that Because I Got High record. That's it. You know what I mean? I know he got into some trouble with the police on an illegal search, which he's now exploiting for his own cash benefit. Shout out to Afro Man. But guys like that who really have something going on and didn't make a career out of that, they're winning without all the bullshit.
I want to say for the record that there is zero comparison in Afro Man and Tech N9ne.
No, I'm just talking about no, right. I'm only talking about in success and winning. You're right.
Okay.
Music wise, they have nothing.
Yeah, the concert gates is nowhere close.
Nowhere close. I'm just saying.
Afro Man can't even open up for Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne.
Nah. Well, no, but Afro Man makes a pretty good living, though.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying it's not the same level. Not like Afro Man can go out there and open up for Tech N9ne and do like 5 or 6 songs.
No,
and
of course not.
So it's not happening.
One song and be gone.
Yeah, right, right. And I get that. That's not the point I'm saying. I'm saying is that you got guys, a point counterpoint. Tech N9ne is a super paid guy. And you would think, now I know what you're saying. You would think the way African Americans sometimes fawn over people with money.
Yeah.
Is yeah. crazy. You know, so you would think that they would come to him and be like, yo, you the man, you the real independent cat, you the real independent cat.
But he's doing it.
But he's probably the type of cat that'd be like, yeah, I don't fuck with none of y'all.
I don't believe that. I think what it is, that the reason that he doesn't parlay into the black music, so to speak, and it's fucked up to even have to say that, race music, is because of his style. What he does is more, I don't know, I don't listen to a lot of it. I like maybe 3 songs.
I don't know, that shit sound like some industrial.
It's just different.
It is very different.
But it's allowing him to be extremely successful. Forget all that other stuff I said, B. How many folks you know that look like us be on Forbes list 4 times, yet not have a major label backing them or studio or whatever, just doing what he does? And I don't even think this story is about him complaining. It's just somebody else was saying money over fame in this link. And it's like, fame is fleeting, but I mean, so is money. But
yeah, but you know what though, if it was somebody else, if it was your boy, or I said maybe your ex-boy, DaBaby, if it was him clocking 30 mil a year, the media be all over that nigga.
But he's part of the machine in that way.
Yeah.
But they would try to big that up. And we're so connected to the machine without even knowing it, unconsciously connected to the machine, that a nigga like him making 30 mil a year on a concert gate, you don't even know that. You think this nigga broke. Somebody mentioned Tech N9ne. Oh, that broke-ass rapper. Who the fuck is he? You wouldn't even know that nigga's making that kind of bread.
Which makes him more like the true executives who walk around while y'all niggas is clamoring over the artist who's really getting jerked on the back end. You see a white guy walking through or whatever and don't realize that he's the president of worldwide Sony, you know, music and film productions. And you're like, well, who's this motherfucker?
This nigga's damn near a billionaire.
right. So, yeah, I mean, in that way, you want to be Tech N9ne more than you want to be the baby.
Absolutely. And the baby got messed up because though he was in the machine, the street was in him. He wasn't aware enough.
Nah, B. Come on, B. So I'm gonna be 100, yo. The baby, he fucked his own self.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
When he refused to apologize he got dusted.
He was in the machine, but failed to realize who he was working for.
Yep. He thought he was really independent out here in the streets. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted to do, and it wouldn't affect his money. It wasn't all you. There was other people involved in you making your money, and you found that out the hard way.
You forgot who you was working for, son.
Exactly. And speaking of forgotten, I know that we going to wrap up soon, but I also came. This is just today, a little bit ago. I didn't read the whole story, not yet, but I saw that Lil Wayne stopped.
Oh,
because there wasn't nobody in the crowd and shit. It was very lackluster.
But it wasn't
crowd participation. They wasn't really into it like that.
They really wasn't into it. But I read part of that article where Lil Wayne on the LA tour stop or whatever marched all his people off stage. Well, they said first of all, the nigga showed up mad late, like 2 hours late. Okay. And then the crowd didn't know his artist's music, which pissed him off.
Wow.
And came out. They said Wayne probably did about like maybe 30 minutes or whatever and then bounced. You know what I'm saying? And people was like, yo, I want a goddamn refund or whatever. Fucking Wayne, yo. I know he's a legend.
I said it was gonna happen.
I know he's a legend, but
some people they get into their own heads and start to believe the bullshit and start to think that because you like somebody or somebody is your artist, that niggas supposed to know all their songs word for word like they know you, and they don't, so you upset. Nigga, everybody got to pay dues out here in these streets.
Should have put more money in marketing.
Everybody got to pay dues out here.
Nah, B, it's just that superstar tantrum. You know, that is so distasteful, yo. There's no way I'm putting up with that, yo. I mean, yo, yeah, I know Wayne a legend. Wayne a legend. Whatever, nigga. He's a mediocre clown. Damn.
Wow. But his name comes up in the top 10.
You better believe it. His name gonna pop up in the top 10, nigga. Fuck what you talking about. Guru name, he whack. But this nigga gonna pop up in the top 10. You better believe it.
Damn, killer.
Shout to Manny Fresh.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Manny Fresh. Sure. Yo. That's the only reason I was listening to a lot of that Cash Money shit. Them Fresh beats was hot.
So Manny Fresh was the primo to Cash? I mean,
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Just like Beats by the Pound was the fucking primo for them niggas down there.
Yo, B. Come on, B. Come on, B.
Stop. Pretty much stop moving after that nigga. After them niggas.
Come on, B. Hold up. Let's just be 1,000. Yo, was Beats by the Pound? They weren't good.
Beats by the Pound.
They weren't good.
Beats by the Pound was not Manny Fresh, but Beats by the Pound, when they got them connected with them niggas, I can't even remember Master P and them niggas down there with the Tank. No Limit connection. That was just a magic connection there. That was a magic connection. Now you wasn't feeling the beats. But a whole lot of people was.
I agree, but I don't know.
And he made a lot of money after them niggas rolled out, but what was the beginning of the end for that nigga?
It was declining. It was. That's true. It was. I don't know. Just think about the famous in-house producers, that type of thing. Is that even a thing anymore?
A lot of people have in-house producers. A lot of people have, but a lot of...
Because I'm not in the set, in the Young Boy set. And, you know, I know, like, Derringer and them niggas, you know, now, you know, Alchemist, I guess, whatever. I wouldn't call him in-house. He does whatever he does.
He might as well be in-house for damn Griselda shit. That nigga, every time they do a project, his name is on the list.
No, well, that's true. So, yeah, wow, think about that. I'm talking about, like again, Just Blaze.
Just Blaze was in-house. Well. Him and Kanye was in-house at Rockefeller.
They was, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
All right. That's what's good, yo.
That's all I got, B.
All right. That's all we got. Like I said, you know, I'm going to apologize for the intermittent shows. A lot of things, you know, going on. Whatever. But Swerve actually got some news on Felipe's Garage. You want to go ahead and tell us what's good?
Oh, I'm just saying, we, quite frankly, are coming down to the end for the weekly Felipe's Garage show. So we definitely, you know, you'll hear from us because we have something similar to Text Chain, the mechanics rig on Instagram. We still got Spot on Facebook, the mechanics lounge, stuff like that. But as far as, you know, just lifing. It just needs to be a serious break there. So we got like 4 more eps to get through. But yeah, we about to wrap it up, B.
All right. Salute to Felipe's Garage. I want to say that again. Like I said, you know, as far as the digest goes, I mean, we still rocking, but it probably will be intermittent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It is life be lifing.
Life is happening. Things so. Happen. No doubt about that.
We're here right now, so.
Yeah, shout to everybody in the text chain. And one last thing before we get out, you're a poll about the songs with the DJ.
Oh, I know you was going to try to say it's faulty, but it wasn't. Oh. I can't put all of them, B. It was a quick moment. Damn, which song titled with a DJ in the title was the best one?
Oh, okay. Now,
so when you said the first one, I was like, didn't have DJ. It's a good record. And then you said the second one. I was like, yeah, I missed that one. I forgot that one. Play that beat, Mr. DJ, right?
Yeah, play that beat, man. Global WizKid, you know what I mean? CL Tommy Boy Records.
Oh.
So,
hey, DJ, won't you play that song?
Well, that was in there.
I'm just saying, but that motherfucker was a fucking monster.
Yeah, that was in there, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely a monster.
Obviously, in deep last night, a DJ saved my life.
Zane, hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Go DJ from your boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Lil Wayne, Manny Fresh. Right. That's my DJ.
Got a vote.
Go DJ.
But yeah, I just it was a quick thing, you know, just do this real quick. If I'd have like sat there and thought it, I'd probably have some other records in there too. But yeah, it was just something real quick to, you know, get people's juices going as we do in the text chain.
Oh, okay, cause Katz was coming in with actual DJ records,
right?
You know
right.
what I mean?
Like records made by DJs and such right. and such. But yeah, I meant like, you know, it's hard to put meaning over words on a fucking screen. But yeah, it was best songs with DJ in the title. I should have said that, but like I said, it was quick. Boom, boom, boom. There it was. Who was our winner anyway? It was a Supreme Team, wasn't it?
Was it?
Who was the winner? Where is the poll? Play that music, that Jeopardy music. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Hey DJ by the world famous Supreme Team.
All right.
And they won by a landslide.
Oh, wow.
I've been saying Dukakis this week. So, yeah, they Dukakis. They Dukakis everybody else. Ronald Reagan style. Wasn't even close, the voting. Lil Wayne got two votes, as a matter of fact. Zane got a vote. I don't know. I did it where you can't see who voted what. I just put your vote in.
I always feel surprised you and Deep didn't get more votes.
Yeah, got two votes.
But that's, you
got
to think about the age of people, though, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. When you're talking about something like that, yo.
Because that record, like I said, it's not really getting played a lot like right still now. Like you hear the DJ still playing records and they go into an old set. That one ain't getting played.
Mm.
Yeah, it ain't. They'll play Hey Mr. DJ by Zane. Zane, whatever, before that.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's get into the Digital Freaks albums of the week.
All right. This week, brought to you by our man Peter Johansson, and we'll have to apologize because we have the intermittent shows, so what they're sending us was weeks ago. So then when I named their shit, it was a few weeks back. Compared to what I got. So
but it's this, still good for you right now.
Yes, sir. So brought to you by our man Peter Johansson is Graph and 38 Special, Art of the Words. That's Graph and 38 Special, Art of the Words. And then Matt had Dirty Digs and Planet Asia, The Experience. That's Dirty Digs and Planet Asia, The Experience. And then I brought Wild Lux, The It Factor. That's Wild Lux, The It Factor.
All right. That's what's good. You can get your underground feast on there. Again, you know, shout out to everybody who's hanging with us, and shout out to the text chain, which is always bubbling. Yeah, that bubble's pretty good. You know, we're gonna get in when we get in. Who knows when we'll get in next, but we'll get in at some point. Good night. Thank you for hanging.
I did
one.
They gon' feel me in a little bit. AP with the Philly lit and the mellow chip. It's a crazy world, gotta keep the blow even if you want peace. Man, these little niggas colder. East to the west, move calm when you in the hood. whole state front of the walls, they gon' get you good. A you like, B you like, so we see you like. Knowing A you like rappel, heat clapping through the night. Now I'm out of town with PA, Fresno to LA. Making knowledge born, where to go and what not to say. Play your position, beloved, and recognize your rank. The best leader gon' follow every step of the way. Yeah, I know this nigga's hating and it never worked. I'ma be the bigger man and walk away first. Well, you got a lot to lose, you gotta thank God. Or get left for the worms in the dirt, God.
Cultural chef, manifest multiple gifts. Toast to my spliff, social at a social event. Power equality, Allah sees equality, follow me. A moment in time, it's how we gotta be. I walk through dimensions. Talk to so-called spirits, check out the new wine scan and my appearance. Atari, vintage, Ascari, my answer is L with Muhammad. The black and white book was just being honest. The season is funk, degrees in my punchlines. I'm proceeding as such, delivery amongst my cipher lord. With straight up Swiss cheese and rifle yours. Type to score a 30 rack play to make it right with stores. Never rock Michael Kors. Back in the days, known for piping whores. High school and handsome, that's what my life restored. Fresno County rapper, alkaline genetics, rolled a snapper. Straight off the farm, we going platinum.
Son, draw first blood when we knock him out. Me and mama ate at the soup kitchen. Now I do what I do, so the coupe got the roof missing. Ain't like you new niggas, the ism been within them. So a young nigga move different. Need women in the villa eating meat like they roof christen. Nigga can't do prison. Them niggas housing birds like Mike Tyson with dude pigeons. If I'm lying, God can strike me down in this booth, nigga. I'm really the truth, nigga. Truth, nigga. Yeah. Watch me shake them off like Elijah Wan. Blunt after blunt, now I'm on the joints like some Tiger Bomb. Fuck these niggas want KP, Tommy, Marley, all on the song. Spinning venom, addicted penning. Don't be a victim of me and my niggas like withdrawal. We don't win against the highest odds. Chasing dreams with no chase to the bottom ball.
I watch how you react when you ain't getting a bow. We just move a little different than y'all. We dust it off and keep it pushing when we slip and we fall. We just move a little different than y'all. A little different. A little, a little, a little different. Right, you see the crown about to cop my fit. You think you can fit my shoes, you gotta walk like this. Don't screw around, I got a Loctite grip. Never the carefulest, don't even nominate me. The way that the team connects, it's kinda like Gronk and Brady. Maybe I'm wrong, but lately, I feel like we're onto something. Oh shit, that's your baby's mother. Well, look at
the song she bumpin', mine though. Outside the venue, you see the line grow. Merch table trappin', hit package deals on the vinyl. High note, roll up the potent and hit the high notes. Side note, like an obituary that I wrote. I killed the competition and kissed your mom at the funeral. The undertaker working, got dirt all up in my cuticles. Yuck, y'all see it as ugly, I think it's beautiful. You finally got the ball, don't be pussy, you better shoot it though. I watch how you react when you ain't getting a bow. We just move a little different than y'all. We dust it off and keep it pushing when we slip and we fall. We just move a little different than y'all. A little different. A little, a little, 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 a little different.
All these beats is born without a doubt, man. You on your shit, man. I see that.
Queens get the money long time from the strong grind. Fiends with no Wi-Fi still be online. Me, I'm just trying to keep a strong mind. Keep a couple raw rhymes in the archives. Keep a couple soft eyes in my palms wide. When it's time, separate them like apartheid. Apartheid's like a hairline. Talk jobs smoother than a Porsche drives in my spare time. I'm a rare kind, a connoisseur savage. Trying to keep my shit together like a common law marriage. Bottom line, the left would do your bottom jaw damage. So keep your goggles on where my southern poor hand is. And don't be sleeping on my right neither. I bring it to your chest with no sidearms like a wife beater. Then light Chiba with a dyke diva. Tight beaver with a light Caesar. I'm eating life's peach up. Every single time that she see me, I'm sliding in straight sashimi. My guys got the roll later on, you can see me. 100% sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Everything from the weed to the wet soap tea leaves. If it's in our circle, then it's sashimi. Reversible low bucket. I got a thirst for the dough, fuck it. Pinky ring cursed with a gold nugget. Cold flooded with the non-conflict ice. Wild rice, steamed prawns, and a garlic spice. Sounds nice, bring me two of those. Let loose the Cubans from the humidors. No shotgun, we bazooka those. Later hitting blue ribbon, sushi couple tuna rolls. Bougie hole, coochie hole, tighter than a sushi roll. Coochie runts rolled up, snug in a spliff. Bad bitch hugging a hip. Colombian mommy. Bubble butt, thunderous body. Met her back when I used to bubble butt in the lobby. She caught three for her best friend and her aunt piece. I said I'd give you one more free if you raunchy. The hollow sounds of hallway head still haunts me. The Mrs. Keach caught us coming out for the laundry. Every single time that she see me, I'm sliding in straight sashimi. My guys got the roll later on, you can see me. 100% sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Everything from the weed to the wet soaked tea leaves. If it's in our circle, then it's sashimi.
Oh man, I spit flows incredible.
This is real as it gets.
Of training to perfection, yep. Mobilized with open eyes in various directions. Obvious victor, baby face turned heel. Focus on the real to enhance his appeal. Tougher than cold steel on skin in the tundra. Under the influence, ever living like Mumra. Attached with firm guidelines, I find rhymes built to endure all timelines. This beat delivered in sophisticated code, set to expose to the system implodes. Grew up with coked up cops who wouldn't stop. That's why there's so much consciousness in my hip hop. Digger in crates, attics, and dusty basements. Dialectical ditties, dangerous statements. A prodigy with a middle aged frame. Crush busters with structures. Remember the name.
This is real as it gets.
Oh man, you know what this is. Two turntables, microphone, and some vinyl.
Oh man, I spit flows incredible.
This is real as it gets.
Oh man,
you know what this is. Two turntables, microphone, and some vinyl.
Only time rhyme can digest the mess from his chest. He's never at rest, like the plates on the earth's crest. It's preposterous, too bold to be anonymous. Ponder this ransom from the handsome rhinoceros. Take note and please disengage. Learn a new trade, drop the mic, exit stage. Full funk rage on any breathing opponent. Time stopping moments when breaking down components. Measure that, technocrats feel his position. Because he envisioned a world without division. Mission to refine the flow and stay mean. Keep it raw like a Neanderthal's cuisines. Learn, apply to be fly and in turn. Pretentious, infectious on any surface and germs. Hotter than the planet Mercury, summers get ungulate. Coming with that advanced under spit.
I spit flows incredible. This is real as it gets.
You know what this is? Two turntables, microphone, and soprano.
I spit flows incredible. This is real as it gets.
You know what this is? Two turntables, microphone, and soprano.
Finds a sugar dance, can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit. What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an East Heaven, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte digger, landscape for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteas, souffleas for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows, courtesy seas, a black Caesar that convinces silky days, satin nights, taking flight, dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
Hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and
yeah. Yeah, the Sunny T, but he be sipping on my red dye. The Geechee Grace, yes, he be sipping on my red dye. We float the tri-state draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this ebony junction.
As we exit the place with grace, just the armor rather the bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vigor and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vigor and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
it, boy. He be sipping on my red dye. The Geechee Grace, yes, he be sipping on my red dye. The Joe Chink, he be sipping on my red dye. The Chiquita, yeah, he be sipping on my red dye. We got Asti Fumanti, we're on my red dye. And then my man Ill Will sip on my red dye. And then my man Cabin, the same sipping that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly.